This is GMJ Audio from the Georgian Medical Journal News. Mental health disorders now leading global disability cause as cases approach 1.2 billion. Editorially reviewed by Prof. Georgi Pakakadze, MPH, PhD, GMJ News Desk. Strong evidence mental health disorders have become the leading cause of disability worldwide, with cases approaching 1.2 billion people globally, according to a comprehensive analysis published in The Lancet. The study, conducted by the Global Burden of Disease 2024 collaborators, represents the largest systematic assessment of mental health disability to date. This milestone marks a significant shift in global health priorities, with mental health now surpassing cardiovascular disease and cancer as the primary source of years lived with disability. Key takeaways: mental health disorders affect nearly 1.2 billion people worldwide, making it the top cause of global disability. Depression and anxiety disorders account for over 60% of all mental health-related disability burden. Low- and middle-income countries bear 75% of the global mental health disability burden, despite having fewer resources. Study at a glance 2 billion people worldwide affected by mental health disorders in 2024. Mental health disability burden by region, years lived with disability, YLDs, per 100,000 population, 2024, Sub-Saharan Africa, 2,840, South Asia, 2,610, Latin America, 2,290, Europe, 1,980, North America, 1,780. Source: Global Burden of Disease Study 2024, Georgian Medical Journal News. Depression and anxiety drive global mental health crisis. Depression has emerged as the single largest contributor to mental health disability, affecting approximately 280 million people globally, according to the World Health Organization. Dr. Elise Ferrari, lead researcher at the University of Queensland's Institute for Health Metrics and Evaluation, noted that depression alone accounts for 4.2% of all years lived with disability worldwide. Anxiety disorders follow closely, affecting 301 million people and representing 3.8% of the global disability burden. The study found that women are disproportionately affected by mental health disorders, with prevalence rates 50% higher than men across all age groups. This disparity is most pronounced in depression and anxiety disorders, where women show twice the prevalence rates of men. The global health implications extend beyond individual suffering to significant economic costs, with mental health conditions estimated to cost the global economy $1 trillion annually in lost productivity. Low-income countries face disproportionate mental health burden. Despite having fewer resources for mental health care, low- and middle-income countries bear 75% of the global mental health disability burden, according to the study published in The Lancet Global Health. Professor Vikram Patel, Harvard Medical School's global mental health researcher, emphasized that this disparity reflects both higher prevalence rates and limited access to treatment in resource-constrained settings. The treatment gap remains substantial, with fewer than 25% of people with mental health disorders receiving adequate care in low-income countries. In contrast, high-income countries provide treatment to approximately 70% of those affected. The WHO's Mental Health Gap Action Program has identified this as a critical priority for achieving universal health coverage and sustainable health systems. Youth mental health emerges as a critical public health priority. The study revealed alarming trends in youth mental health, with 50% of all mental health disorders beginning before age 14 and 75% before age 24, according to data from the National Institute of Mental Health. Adolescents aged 15 to 19 show the highest rates of new mental health disorder onset, with particularly concerning increases in self-harm behaviors and eating disorders. Dr. Sarah Hetrick, Director of Youth Mental Health Research at Origin Youth Mental Health, noted that early intervention programs could prevent up to 70% of adult mental health disorders if implemented effectively. The COVID-19 pandemic has accelerated these trends, with youth anxiety and depression rates increasing by 25 to 30% globally since 2020. Investment in evidence-based interventions for young people represents a critical opportunity for preventing long-term disability. Mental health disorders now account for 13% of the global burden of disease, surpassing cardiovascular diseases, 11.9% and cancer, 9.8%, as the leading cause of years lived with disability worldwide. Global Burden of Disease 2024 Collaborators, The Lancet, 2026. What this means for patients: mental health support should be prioritized equally with physical health, and early intervention can significantly improve long-term outcomes. For clinicians, integrated mental health screening should become routine in all healthcare settings, with particular attention to depression and anxiety detection. For policymakers, mental health funding must be substantially increased, especially in low-income countries, with focus on youth prevention programs and closing treatment gaps. Frequently asked questions: what makes mental health disorders the leading cause of disability? Mental health disorders cause significant functional impairment that affects daily activities, work productivity, and quality of life. Unlike many physical conditions that may cause temporary disability, mental health disorders often have chronic, recurring patterns that accumulate substantial years lived with disability over a lifetime. Which mental health conditions contribute most to global disability? Depression is the single largest contributor, followed by anxiety disorders, bipolar disorder, and schizophrenia. Together, depression and anxiety account for over 60% of all mental health-related disability burden globally. How does mental health disability vary by age and gender? Women show 50% higher prevalence rates than men across all age groups, with the greatest gender disparity in depression and anxiety. Youth aged 15-24 show the highest rates of new disorder onset, while older adults face increased risk of late-onset depression and cognitive disorders. The recognition of mental health disorders as the leading global cause of disability represents a paradigm shift requiring coordinated international action. With effective interventions available and growing understanding of prevention strategies, the next decade will be critical for addressing this unprecedented challenge. Sustained investment in mental health infrastructure, particularly in underserved regions, could significantly reduce the global burden and improve outcomes for the 1.2 billion people currently affected. Source: mental health disorders become top global disability cause as cases near 1.2 billion.